Thank you. We're joined, as usual, by renowned public radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
And University of Rhode Island political science professor Maureen Moakley. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
And we're pleased to welcome back as our guest the mayor of Pawtucket, Don Grebbian. Thank you for joining us, Mayor.
Ian, thank you for having me. Maureen, Scott, always good to be with you.
There are a lot of questions about the Paw Sox proposal for a new stadium in Pawtucket. Supporters like our guest, Mayor Grebbian, say the stadium would be an economic catalyst, but opponents object to the idea of using almost $40 million in public borrowing, particularly since the Paw Sox ownership is very wealthy. So we're going to focus this week on questions about the stadium proposal. Mayor Grebbian, as we know, the proponents of this deal say the stadium would pay for itself. If the ownership group is so confident of that, why not have the ownership guarantee that they would assume the liability if there's any shortfall?
So that's always been a concern. Is when we started having the discussions better than 2 years ago, we focused in on what protections we could put in there to make sure that we were getting to that, right? It's a business model. This is about a public asset that the city owns, and they're investing $45 million. So they've stepped up in a big way. We sometimes in government in this Rhode Island are so afraid to invest. They're investing in us as much as we're investing in them.
It sounds like what you're saying is even though there is potentially some exposure for the taxpayers, if everything went south, it's a bet worth taking.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of protections in there. Like, they're stepping up. The first protection as we work through this with Commerce RI was the cost overruns, right? They've stepped up and are doing the cost overruns on the stadium. They are liable for all of the money that they're bonding and putting up. They're taking care of that. The state and the city currently have exposure where we would lose $2 million collectively if they were gone.
Let's go to Scott.
I'm wondering, at what point does Larry Lucchino, who's been around, he's built two stadiums, as you know, in the major league level in Baltimore and San Diego, at what point do he and his partners just say, look, I'm sick of this, I'm going to walk? He's been patient so far, but at what point does he, you know, fish or cut bait here in Pawtucket?
That's always the question, right? You always get, you know, concerned about that. From our perspective, we've been very, very fortunate because, listen, they started off on the wrong foot as well. We've shown them all the value in Pawtucket, in a location. It's going to be economic development for us. So that's always the challenge. I think that we've been able to navigate through the personalities on all sides, and we've built value together. They want to be here, but at the end of the day, take it from a business world, Scott, you know, they've been put through a lot. But they also have been part of why we've had to do this. And so they recognize that, and I think we've built a good partnership to get through that.
Let's go to a question from Maureen.
Certainly the Senate hearings have been instructive and useful and given us a lot of information. But what I'm curious to ask is, why at this late date would Treasurer Magaziner say that instead of $71 million, the cost could actually be $84 million? How come we didn't know about that sooner?
What he was talking about in my conversations with him is that there's not a difference in the costing. It's more from a bond perspective. Mm-hmm. He talked really about how supportive he was, where the dollars were coming from. I think what the concern is that what the bondholders are going to want at the end. And clearly, the city has said that we are going to be on the hook for up to $15 million, no more than that, whether it's for the land and a mix. We've backed into that based on the economic development. I think part of his conversation was that, you know, the state should backstop it rather than having the city. But when we started all of this process, it was with Commerce and the city and the team, we all understood we were under that light of 38 Studios.
Related to that, what do you think of the idea of the Commerce Corporation issuing the bonds? Is that politically a good idea?
So that's when we started for this, right? Commerce and the state of Rhode Island were really directing this a lot. We were all under that microscope of 38 Studios. So everything had to be different, right? We didn't know what different was, and that's what we tried to make as we went along. But at the end of the day, as I've turned the city back around from the verge of bankruptcy and being taken over, I'm not going to jeopardize the taxpayers, right? And people have to, and I know they say, trust me, and everybody gets nervous that. But I think that we were trying to build in what was the best model, creating the model. There are a lot more, as the treasurer said, value to them owning it, but or having the responsibility with us balancing as well. But there was the concerns of this is going to be like 38 Studios, and that's where
exactly
it came from, Maureen, in the conversations.
We're talking here with Pawtucket Mayor Don Grebbian. And Mayor, as you know, there are a number of people in Rhode Island who would like to see this issue of the Paw Sox proposal go to a public vote. Do you support that idea? And if not, why not?
So I understand, you know, as an elected official, the pressures of why people believe that everything should have to go to ballot. question, right? Everybody gets concerned about that. This here, I was elected to mayor to represent the city. This is a small investment in our community. It should not go out for referendum. The problem and the reason why is that there's a timing issue. There's multiple issues. It's going to add cost. It's going to add dollars. It's going to add potentially them leaving, as Scott mentioned earlier.
So as you say, it would add time if there was a statewide referendum, because that could not be held until November 2018, yep, more than a year away. If that was the way this goes, if there is a referendum, would that mean the Paw Sox are leaving?
They have not threatened us with that, and I want to make sure, but that is always a fear. They could actually not be here. We need to understand that. And part of the challenge is we've been doing this for 2 years. And when we started this process, it was never discussed about a referendum because of the small amount of investment the state has, plus the money that the state has to lose if they were to go away.
Before we go back to Scott, the devil's advocate for a second, no other community has made a public offer of money. So why is there this urgency to do a deal as soon as possible?
From us, I mean, we stepped up because we were under the microscope of 38 Studios. We understood that we were going to have more skin in the game, right? Having said that, we put that in there. So we wanted to make sure that there was public dollars, public investment, because we're going to get the highest return. We're going to end up over a 30-year deal at $35 million in additional revenue to the state of to the city of Pawtucket on the ancillary development that we wouldn't have because it's laid dormant for years.
Are there any moral obligation bonds in this deal at all?
I mean, we're still trying to understand the definition of moral obligation bonds, right? It's not. We say that they're revenue, but at the end of the day, there's going to be some obligation to it, right? It's a whole different structure of 38 Studios. These are revenue bonds, and we're trying to make sure that we protect them, we do insurance and all of those things.
So they'll be backed up by a revenue stream from the ballpark?
From the ballpark, absolutely. That's the difference, right? But there's always that fine description and definition of what a moral bond is.
I'd like to get back to the issue of timing. There seems to be some distance between what Speaker Mattiello, when and if he wants to hold a vote, and when the Senate president does. Do you think they're going to come together, or do you think there's going to be some flack here in terms of them being on the same page?
That's been the challenge from the beginning. You think about it, right? We've been working with Congress, the Senate, and the House. I would have preferred to have this all done in June. You know, I've been out there advocating for this because the longer we wait, the more challenging it becomes, the new issues that raise. It's never been about transparency. This is going to be the most transparent process, I think, in the state's history. This is about good government. When we get through this process and everybody sees the report and has a true understanding of the value and what the losses would be, I believe that the leaders of the state are going to come together and make this happen before the end of the year.
We're short on time here, Mayor Grabian, but why has no other community made it public offer of any money to attract the Paw Sox to this point?
I don't know. We looked at this. We started partnering with the state. We didn't want to have the state burden on this, have the full burden. We stepped up because we understood the importance in our keeping them in our community, and we understood the value of the ancillary development that would come because of that. As far as other communities, I think that we've built a lot of relationships with the respective mayors and colleagues throughout the state. They know it belongs in the Pawtucket, Rhode Island. The organization knows it belongs in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. The state has said, when they made that bad move to Providence, that it belongs here, and we're trying to make those numbers work so the burden is on and all of the money is coming out of the ballpark.
All right. So many questions, so little time. We have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Great to be here.
Maureen.
Thank you.
And the mayor of Pawtucket, Don Grabian.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us. And you can always find more details on our website at ripr.org.